This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:46, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Friday morning around these parts, around this time. We help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. How you doing, Mark?
Good morning, sir, and happy Friday to you.
Sam, I wanted to get to this real quick before we get to the agenda, and that is, I was in a retail outlet yesterday. I'm not going to say where I was, but the person had a beef, and it was apparent it was such a minor beef that and I don't want to go into details, but you could tell that the person was living above their means. And I thought of you and how you talked about the plan of everything going perfectly, that you can't live your life, your financial life, with the presumption that everything's going to go perfectly. And I just wanted to talk about that a little bit, about living within your means, yeah, before we get to the scheduled items.
Well, yeah, and Tom, I got some just a hodgepodge of things were coming through the economic news this week, and that's where I was going to kind of go over, and some quotes from Warren Buffett. Good. Because you had somebody on earlier in the week that was going to talk about stagflation. I really wanted to listen to it, and I wasn't able to. But as far as
it was brilliant. You missed it. My observations, especially, well, Mark.
That's it. That's who I'm not the guest. I wanted to hear what you wanted to say.
Yeah,
just kidding.
Well, I'll tell you what. Take me to lunch. I'll repeat it all verbatim.
Perfect. You know, at the time, I see this. This is my 41st year in retail banking, and when I was going through college, both my undergrad and grad were in economics, and somebody said, you know, there were studies 100 years ago. But somebody said, well, look, there's been study after study done that indicates if, you know, you're constantly feeding your head with certain information, well, there'll be an outcome that comes from that. So if you were feeding your head with economic studies, you become more conservative. I always thought that I was conservative already, conservative financially. And, you know, I never want to live above my means when you started with that. So but you see people around you, and it's like somebody's like, in good economic times, I live paycheck to paycheck. And my vision just blurs because I mapped that over to myself, saying I would never want to do that. It's very uncomfortable for me. I don't like that. I don't like the way it feels. I wouldn't like to walk around like that. I think it would bother me so much that I would, okay, well, then stop doing this because I've got migraines, you know, thinking about. But I've seen people, and for many of our listeners, you might recognize this where you're working. But for people, I've seen people with payrolls. If the payroll is supposed to post in the morning and then there's something that happens and it's like, well, no, it's going to be delayed until right after lunch, people will say out loud, well, then how am I going to afford lunch? I have no money. You know, if I was waiting for the payroll to post at 10, if it posts at 1, I've got trouble. And it's almost hard to believe. It's like, if your finances are wound that tight, then like perfection, okay, everything's got to work. I've seen people, this is back, a long time, coming in, want to make a loan because the battery in their car went out. So I need a loan, and I need 6 to 8 months to pay it. And this is when battery, I don't know what happened to battery prices. They were up like a typical battery now is $200.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you can't buy 5-year batteries anymore. So I don't know what
battery
happened.
Battery used to be $39, but that's just a couple of guys griping.
You just pull that out of my head because it was, yep. I was saying it's $39. You need 6 months to pay for it. And that's incredible in a bad way. And it's that's extraordinary to wind your finances up. But I also, on the other side of that, continue to believe that people don't do enough work for themselves. I mean, it's nobody's going to be more concerned about your money than you. So just a little work in that direction would free up some money. And it seems like everybody has a little bit of that. It's like, you know what? I didn't even notice. I got this magazine subscription that keeps charging my credit card automatically, and I really don't even, you know, look at the magazine. I've got a gym membership I haven't gone in 2 years. They keep charging my credit card every month. Mm-hmm. And that auto pay thing works very well for the merchant because it's on auto pay. And you don't mm-hmm. want to worry about it every month, so you put it on auto pay. But when you change your mind and use a different service or want something else in life, then that charge keeps going. And I just don't think that and seeing enough people that have conversations, like, I don't think people do enough to say, well, and all the stuff is electronically delivered or not delivered at all. You need to log into your credit card company and see the charges that were made, see the stuff that was automatic, and say, oh, there's no doubt about it, I could free up some money here and not feel like that when my payroll is posting an hour later than it normally posts, and I'm pressing the panic button over something like that. I mean, it just doesn't feel comfortable. I don't know why anybody would surround themselves that way, but enough people do. It's just their focus isn't on finance, and I understand that. You can't be an expert at everything. And some of my physicians read me the Riot Act. Well, did you do this twice a day and this three times a day? And you haven't been in here in 2 years. And you got to give blood every 15 minutes, have blood test, whatever. And it's like, oh, yeah, well, I can't. Some of that stuff is going to slip through. Well, that's what somebody tells me when we're talking about their finances, you know. So I'm guilty on the medical side. I need to be better about that. Like I'm saying, people need to be better about the financial side. But that's living beyond your means financially.
Yep.
So what Warren was saying, Tommy, COVID ushered in a very different set of circumstances economically. You know, we had, in 2022, we had the Treasury yield curve, not to get too esoteric here, but what was happening was it was inverted. What does that mean? That short-term rates are higher than longer-term rates. So that is an economic mess. And what it's normally done is ushered in soon thereafter, once that position is created by the market and sometimes artificially by, like, the Fed. It'll usher in a recession not long thereafter. Well, we suffered through this inverted yield curve, and it's been a mess for the financial institutions, banks, and it's horrible. But that was in that position for 783 days. That was the longest in U.S. economic history that we had that anomalous process where those rates were in that inverted position. And it's like everybody kept forecasting recession, because that normally brought a recession in, and it seems like the economy won't break. It seems like people just started spending money back to where we started here with spending too much money. People just kept spending the money and kind of propping up the economy, because that was the other thing that came out of COVID. When you were locked in your house for a couple of years, you want to break out and go crazy and buy some, take a trip, and all those things. So it seemed like we staved off recession. The yield curve has largely corrected itself. It's not perfect, but thank goodness it's not like it was, because that was a mess in that inverted position. But, you know, Warren Buffett came out earlier this week, just to fast forward to what he was saying. And he's like, you know, well, okay, if right now if some people are forecasting stagflation, some people keep forecasting a recession, it seems like it just doesn't happen. And then it gets to this cry wolf, I'm convinced, situation where it's like, well, you know, I've been hearing this so much, and everybody's still, you know, people are going to work, and the unemployment rate continues to be very low at 4%, 4.1%. That's a fantastic number. So people naturally are making money, and when you do that, you end up spending money. So this morning's economic news is going to have, you know, personal income is coming out, and it looks like it's registered already. It came out at twice the expected number, and personal spending came out is up also. And you and I have talked about these two statistics. They're in lockstep. When Mark, most of the people are working, they're going to be spending the money, and it's going to keep the economy propped. Go ahead.
I move that we pick this up on Monday because I think it's everything when it comes to personal finance, and we'll stretch Monday Morning Markets with Mark to include this because it is everything, and the market matters not if you have no money. Thank you, Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Valuable information as always. Traffic now, WWO.